Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative with the National Cotton Council, provides an update on the current situation in Washington, including what is happening with the Farm Bill, which expires September 30th.
There are a lot of various things going on in Washington that are impacting growers, both on the legislative and regulatory side. The big focus is on Farm Bill, but we also have the annual appropriations bills that are making their way through Congress. We're already into the next fiscal year, and I expect another continuing resolution to come up when the current one expires on November 17th. And partly, everything's just sort of slowed down because of what's going on in the House of Representatives' motion to vacate having passed a few weeks ago and the House being currently without a speaker. You've got Ag Approach, you've got the Farm Bill. On the regulatory side, we're constantly working with EPA to make sure that the crop protectant products that are out there are continue to remain available to cotton producers. Obviously, this late in the year with the Farm Bill, we're not going to be able to get one done and signed into law. So an extension will be necessary. That really doesn't have to be done until the first of the year. So I would expect that sometime in December, Congress will pass a extension. The real question is it a 6 month extension or is it a 1 year extension? Or is it something even different than that? Obviously, one of the key messages that we're conveying to members of Congress is that the idea that it could be longer than a year is very problematic for our growers, for our textile mills, for everyone that's looking for needed improvements in a farm bill, and that Congress really needs to focus on getting one done as soon as possible.